Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, so give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider.
Cut it off. I'm sick of that damn song. Fucking song, you're ruining my flow. Shit. Let's get some real, let's get some other music on this list. Where is the other music? I have no idea. Now, before I say my usual lines, let me take a sip of my Coca-Cola because I fucking decanted my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want, so shut the fuck up and wait. God, that's good. Now, I think I'm ready. Welcome to the Smart List, a.k.a. my show, a.k.a. my world, my rules, my time, my place, my house, my laws. This is the only place where you will be able to listen to the radio and you will either be offended or you will be happy. Either one. I don't give a fuck which one it is. I don't give a shit. It depends on who you are. If you're an idiot, you'll be pissed off. If you're smart, you'll be happy. But before I go any further, let's see who the fuck this is so I can keep on going. Who the fuck are you?
Hey.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's just me. And for everybody out there,
what?
I'm Rainy, as y'all know every week, if you tune in. And did you get that message that I just sent you on Facebook?
Who the fuck wrote that bullshit?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to bring it up because I'm not even fucking in worth it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, unless you want to bring it up, but I'm not going to.
No, I have some things to bring up to you and see how stupid this sounds. Okay, I was on a group called The Shield. Everything that went down last Monday on Raw about, Steph turning on the group.
Yeah.
People's trying to say, okay, who's going to be, they're saying, who's going to be the third member now of The Shield? Why in the hell, why even think there's going to be another member? I mean,
because there are hopeless rogues. Because when The Shield banded on Monday, it's like they were being dumped by a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If it's as if they just got badly dumped and kicked to the curb when The Shield broke up.
Okay,
and one
well,
of those little things that you're probably never ever going to get over. What?
The first person they're trying to say that's going to be the new member is Bo Dallas.
Really?
You know why they think it's going to be Bo Dallas? Because
he's
his brother Bray. Because his brother Bray is in a group, so he should be in a group too.
So that automatically makes it true, huh?
Yeah.
That automatically makes it true. Really? I honestly hope that there are some smart-ass motherfuckers that listen to this, because I want to say you're all fucking morons.
Okay, you're going to laugh at the next one, okay?
I'm probably not going to laugh because I don't laugh about any of this shit.
Okay. They think that if CM Punk joins it, that would be the best thing ever for him. And he will be back at Money in the Bank.
Sure he will. Just like he was going to be back at Payback. Just like he was going to be back at WrestleMania. Just like he was going to be back at Elimination Chamber. Need I go on?
Oh. And if you Google who's going to be the new Shield member, CM Punk pops up. That's the reason why they think it's going to be CM Punk.
So, you read it on you read it or you seen it on the internet, so it's automatically true, huh? You know what? Let me tell you something. Unlike you bastards, I'm about to actually put my foot in the door. All right, I've already got my knee pads bought. Okay, I'm about to start training. I'm gonna graduate from beyond being a fan to being on the other side of the curtain. Something that you clowns can only dream of doing. I live by three letters. B4R. Actually, one's a number, but yeah, I fucked up there. Who gives a shit? Shut the fuck up in there. B4R. B for real. B for real stands for be yourself, be courteous, be respectful. Don't let anybody run over you. Don't take any shit. Surround yourself with nothing but real people. What is real about any of you besides the fact that you're goddamn idiots? Oh yeah.
Oh,
I'm as real as it gets.
I have two more people to add to that that member list. Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. Bill Goldberg. The chances of Bill Goldberg ever coming back to a wrestling ring, at least a mainstream wrestling ring, are about as slim as Kim Kardashian ever loving somebody for real.
Oh, and this made me, like, freaking laugh. But then it was like, okay, how stupid can you be? They're saying the third member of the Shield is Randy Orton.
One thing to say about that. That's what I have to say about that.
They just said Randy Orton. I'm like, seriously, he's an evolution.
Okay.
How can he be in the Shield?
So please explain to me how it's going to be Randy Orton. I just know it's going to be Randy Orton. I just know. How do you know? I just know. I just know. Don't count. Tell me why you know.
They're going on that bullshit thing saying that, oh, John Cena's going to join because he's going to turn heel.
Oh, you clowns wish. You clowns get a hard dick every time you hear that. John Cena turned heel. John Cena turned heel. John Cena's going to turn heel. He was supposed to turn heel last year and the year before 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 and the year before. Do I need to go on? You get it? All right, shut up. Oh. I know who's going to be the next member of the Shield. Bray Wyatt. You know why? Because they love to sing that theme song. Catching flies in his mouth. Suck my nuts, you pussies.
Oh, and one
now,
more.
What?
They're saying that The Rock, because he's Roman's cousin.
Okay. And so is Rikishi. Is he going to be the next member of the Shield?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, why?
You see why I hate you guys? I barely even tolerate the wrestling fans that I talk to now. Mainly because most of you have been bitten by the smart bug or bitten in some kind of annoying way. by something. There's when it comes to wrestling fans, there's something in the air that is eating your brains out. And actually, it's not in the air. It's on the internet. You know what it's called? It's called dirt sheets. All you have to do is read just one. You kill 20% of your brain cells every time. Read another one, 20 more percent, and it all just keeps on going until you're pretty much fucking stupid. And you're walking pretty much like a coked up teenager on crack.
Don't see this gonna turn heel. I don't know how to know. I just know.
I'm currently watching Extreme Rules right now, and half the fucking building is jacking off to this match, this opening match, which I remember. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since, you know, John Cena is a piece of shit, right? You know, he's selfish, he's a prick, he needs to be fired.
Oh, yeah, he's very, very quiet.
Let's see. How can John Cena bury somebody who's already over with these morons?
That's true.
He loses one. Oh, my gosh. Bray Wyatt lost. He lost one damn match. He's buried. Why is he buried? Because he lost a fucking John Cena? Is that why he's saying he's buried?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. He lost to John Cena. That's, like, so terrible. That's a guy you don't like, right? He lost to John Cena. He's automatically buried. Take your comments and shove them up your ass, you little bastard. This goes to anybody and everybody, every John Cena hater out there. I don't give a shit what level it's on, what the level the hate is on. If you go, if you step across the line to the point where you're saying, John Cena buried Bray Wyatt, you can, you know what, I'm done taking it easy. Go get hit by a bus. I seriously do not care. I'm sick of all of you. I'm sick of seeing your faces. I'm sick of seeing you at WWE shows. I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of hearing you. I'm sick of reading your bullshit online. Go fuck yourself. Go jump off a cliff. Go smother yourself under your bed pillow. Drink bleach. Do whatever it is you got to do. Just get out of my face. I don't care what happens to you. You're all pieces of shit. You're not wrestling fans. Slit your wrist. I don't give a shit. Because I have you probably dead on Sunday anyway. Oh, check it out. We just got a report that there have been massive amounts of suicides in the country due to John Cena's win over Bray Wyatt this past Sunday at the Payback pay-per-view. And here is my reaction. I really do not care. Honestly, I hope some of you did slit your wrists. Because at least you'll be quiet. And I know that that's not the godly thing to say. God, forgive me for saying something like that. Please, I know it's not the right thing to say. I know it's kind of cold-hearted, but at this point, I'm sure even if God, if Jesus was standing here right now, would say, you know what? I don't blame you. People are idiots. So, as far as I'm concerned, you can take this Coca-Cola can that I have right in my hand. You can put some rat poison in it, mix it with some bleach, then some alcohol, maybe light the shit on fire if you want to, ecstasy in it, crush it up, put it in there in some powder, stir it up, stir it up. Stir it up. Actually, not the Coca-Cola bottle. Try this big-ass soda bottle right here. Put a bunch of ecstasy pills in it, a bunch of sleeping pills, a bunch of bleach, more bleach, rat poison, more rat poison, and roach killer, bug spray. Mix all that shit together and drink it. And within, I think, an hour, you'll be dead. Thank God. Need I go on? And no, I'm not taking a fucking break tonight. I'm going to keep going. Now, is there anybody else that wants to call into the show and make a fucking ass of themselves? Go right ahead. I swear I will cuss you out worse than I did Clinton Yuba weeks ago. Clinton Yuba is a John Cena wannabe. That's all he is. He is a Randy Orton wannabe. He is a Bray Wyatt wannabe. He's a WWE professional wrestling superstar wannabe. That's all he is. He wishes he was in the business. He wishes he could train. He wishes he could break down a ring. He wishes he could pay dues. But the fact is, he doesn't want to pay any dues. He wants to sit behind the keyboard, jerk off to Bray Wyatt all day, talk shit about John Cena, and say, oh, I know the wrestling business because I sit behind the keyboard and read dirt sheets. I watch it. And it's because of this. You said most of you think, like I said, that just because you wear a wrestling T-shirt or you buy a ticket to every single WWE show that's in your area, that you know the business better than the people who are in it. Bullshit. My little finger has more sense than 90% of you. Just like I was listening to this earlier. I was watching WrestleMania 30. Some guys yelled, "You suck," at The Undertaker. And I know if I were to call that dude out on it, the first thing he would say is, I'm a paying customer. I bought the ticket. I can cheer and boo whoever I want to. I can say whatever I want. That does not give you the right to be a disrespectful little shit, you goddamn bastard. This is history, and you weren't doing anything but shitting all over the moment. That's all you were. If I was there, I would have taken this freaking heavy-ass cell phone that I have, and actually, this heavy-ass phone that I have in my hand right now is heavier than my new one. I throw it right at your fucking head. And then if you turn around, I'll just deny it. No, I didn't. I didn't throw shit at him. I didn't throw shit at this dumbass. Oh, hey. You're his mom? Oh, you bought the ticket for him? He didn't buy the ticket? He gets his shit every day. You want me to beat his ass? Right now? But we're in the middle of a professional wrestling show. Oh, fuck it. I'll do it. Bam! Now, the reason I say the things that I say is because this is my show. You guys like to complain and talk about freedom of speech. Well, guess what? I'm using freedom of speech to my degree right now. The ball's in my court. I'm saying what I want. But the difference is I got logic to back my shit up. I don't ever call anybody out without having anything to back up what I say. If I call anybody out, you better be... If you call anybody out, I don't care. This has nothing to do with not just professional wrestling. It can be Justin Bieber. It could be Michael Jackson. It could be fucking Paparazzi. I don't give a shit. If you're going to call somebody out, you better be logical. You better be rational because I will call you out. I don't give a shit who you are. I don't care if we're friends, we're best friends, buddies, brothers, sisters. I don't give a fuck. If I so much as hear something stupid come out of your mouth, I will put you on blast. I pull no punches. Rainy, isn't that right?
That's right.
And do me a favor and stop masturbating to Roddy Piper, okay? Because he's old and married.
I'm not.
Shut your mouth. I saw what you posted. Now, let me get that out of the way. Yeah, never mind, exactly. Like I was saying, in other news, Duck Dynasty's Phil Robinson is once again running his mouth and dumbing down America. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not talking about that great-haired, Beverly Hillbilly reject-looking motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say. And it was also... here's my life. While smart marks are sitting behind their computer critiquing every little thing that John Cena and the WWE does and getting off on guys like Cesaro, who just won this fucking match, and I'm watching it right now, I have better things to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to see a very, very special Bruno Mars performance. I am going to spend my life living, doing other things other than watching everything that John Cena does and sitting behind my computer eating nachos and burritos all day like a fat fuck. And not only am I doing that tomorrow, but I am going to pay the guy that is training me to train me. I am paying him the money up front. And if anybody is in the Memphis area and you want to train to be a professional wrestler, I recommend Soul Taker Williams, RSW. Real South Pro Wrestling. I think that's what it is. It is $150 up front, and every 2 weeks you pay $100. You want to be a wrestler? Talk to him. Add him on Facebook. Soul Taker Williams. He's one of the best in the Mid-South. I'm being trained by one of the best that has ever been seen down here. He knows what he's doing. He's a whiz. He's going to teach me how to, and he, I already know. We talked. He's going to teach me how to take myself in the ring, but more importantly, he's going to teach me how to connect with the crowd. Yes, connect with the crowd. Have the moves, that's only half the battle. Connecting with the crowd and having the moves, you just won the whole battle, bitch. Oh, hi, Stephanie. How you doing? Big tits. Anyway. Did anybody see how hard Stephanie got slapped on Sunday?
Yeah, I was like, dang.
Chief Slap-a-ho. Bree Bella has just graduated to Chief Slap-a-ho. Because she just slapped a hoe. Well, she's technically not a hoe because she's married, so Chief Slap-a-bitch. Next is going to be Chief Choke-a-bitch. Now, what is this? I think it's about time to take the warning labels off of everything and just let stupidity work itself out in the gene pool, out of the gene pool. Yeah, very nice. Now, have any of you ever dreamed about being a professional wrestler? Anybody? Anybody? Well, here's the thing. Nobody said it's going to be easy. But if you truly have the passion for this business that you claim to love so much, give it a shot. You have nothing but the only thing you'll have to rely on is your passion. If you keep going back for more, then there's a place for you in the business. One of the best things, the biggest piece of advice I got from Russell is there's always going to be a place for me in the business, but I have to take it. Stephanie is just called, he's going to be walking as Kane's bitch. Okay, bye, Stephanie. Matter of fact, while I have the album going right now, let's try this. No, I'm not reading that fucking newsletter. Get it out of my face. I'm posting that shit on my wall. How about this? Because we need some fucking music. Oh, let me stop this for a second. So, everybody hates Bo Dallas, right? Because he's so obnoxious and annoying and stupid, and you want to hit him in the face. Guys, he's doing what a heel is supposed to do. Be a heel. I'm sorry. Is he angering you or something? That's a good thing. Hell, for once you more actually hate somebody that's heel. And you gotta say, the WWE is not a good character. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. He's making your stupid ass mad. So shut the fuck up. If he wasn't pulling any stuff, if you weren't emotionally invested into him, then he would not be on TV right now. And just remember, people, all you have to do is believe. But before you can believe, you have to grow some balls. Now, I am going to let somebody talk for a second. Is there anything that you would like to cover? Again, Rainy, before I continue talking.
What?
Did I stutter?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Well, anyways, here's my question.
What question?
If someone teams up Okay, let me straighten this out. Big Show teamed with Dean and Roman for SmackDown at a dark match show. He's automatically going to be the new Shield member. Okay? No, that's wrong. But anyways, how can somebody team up with two other people and then automatically be the third member?
Hey, one part was teaming up with with the rest of the Shield members. He's automatically going to be the new member now.
Oh, CM Punk teamed with the New Age Outlaws. Does that mean he's a New Age Outlaw too?
Hang on, we have a caller. Let me get this person on the line. Say your name.
My name is R-Trail, and I do it well. I make these fools go in the cell. No, I'm just kidding. What's up, y'all?
What the fuck is this Freestyle Friday Rap City?
Hey, I use a freestyle.
Shit. Man, let's say, if you want a freestyle, come over to open up for Bruno Mars tomorrow night. To provide a platform for you. Turn your computer on, that's nice.
That may be a good idea. But I did catch a little bit what y'all were saying about the Shield and what happened this past Monday on Raw. I should have mentioned this on my page, but they did mention they was going to do some sort of shakeup. But I thought they was going to do it in a pay-per-view, but it ended up happening on Raw.
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't really matter in this day, in this age.
Yeah, yep. Everyone thought it would be, you know, Dean turn on them, but, you know, Seth did, and that, you know, shocked the whole entire, you know.
Right, but there's something I wanted to say. Right, this is what I wanted to say. When I was at the show this past Sunday, I don't know how many Cena shirts that I've seen, but there was more than how many people were there total. It was like a little bit more than half of the people there was wearing Cena shirts. And you know, the funny thing is, as you know, they do their original boos and crap like that.
Well, that's what they're known for, I guess.
Right. It just proves the point that there are more people that are Cena fans than there are Cena haters.
Yeah.
I think the only reason Chicago boos Cena is because, hey, it's Chicago.
Right.
But then again,
especially they were chanting, this is awesome. I'm like, then they boo him again. I'm like, did y'all just say the match was awesome? Like, seriously?
What did they say? Would they say anything to you?
No.
They didn't have shit to say.
No, I just shout out. I was just like, man, did y'all just... Y'all just said the match was awesome, and now y'all booing them. They just kept going.
Oh man, if they didn't hear me, then I'll just keep on going. Are you not hearing me? Do I have to dumb it down for every last one of you? Let me dumb it down for let me talk slow so you guys will understand. You guys were just saying the match was awesome, right? Now you're saying it sucks because you're booing. Make up your fucking minds. You all look fucking stupid. You down there in the front row, and you up there in the cheaper seat, and you in the fat Cena hating t-shirt, and you with the burrito, and you with the hot dog, and you with the John Cena t-shirt. Okay, maybe not you. And you, and this fat fuck right here in front of me, you're all idiots. You get it? You're all idiots. And don't get mad at me for saying you're all idiots, because you're proving it right now. You're proving my point about wrestling fans, smart fans. You're all idiots. Now, enjoy the fucking match. Shut the fuck up. Just be glad that the WWE is here giving you a good show. Stop trying to be a critic.
and you with the fucking hot dog. You can shove it up your ass. Okay, and that's when I take my seat. Now, like I was saying, I'm enjoying the match. And what the hell did Cena hit over there in the fucking area that made the fucking pyro go off?
I don't know how they end up in that area where the pyro went off.
Yeah, because I had my fucking headphones on, and I'm looking over there. They're fighting over there in the area. Johnson is just thrown over where the fucking buddies are. Boom! I'm like, damn! I'm like, God damn it, Cena, what did you hit?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I think they probably did that on their end, just unless they accidentally pressed it or something. But I just found that kind of odd when it happened.
I know Cena was probably thinking, oops.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about Japan. This would be me. Oh shit! What did I do? What did I hit? What did I hit? Oh shit! Did I blow something up? Oh shit! What the fuck? Oh fuck! I hit a button. Okay, I guess I won't hit it again. Then my stupid ass will just lean back on the fucking button. Boom! Shit! I hit it again. Because Randy Orton and Cena did the same fucking shit in 2009.
Yeah.
And even then I'm going. What the fuck did you guys hit over there? And then Randy Orton goes over there and starts playing with the buzz. I'm like, stop blowing the pyro off! I mean, shit, I like fireworks too, but not like that.
And check this out. They was booing Sheamus too.
That's no surprise.
That was shocking.
They pretty much like anybody who's a heel. They loved him when he was a heel. Because, you know, Chicago is a fucking, quote, smart crowd. At least they think they are.
Yeah, they was.
The only reason that...
No, go ahead.
The only reason the WWE likes them is because the WWE can make a bunch of revenue off of them. That's why they're one of WWE's best cities. Because they're so, so easy to manipulate. And you know how they say it doesn't take a lot of work to manipulate a smart.
Right, exactly. But the
That's
funny thing was they
like
was cheering the hell out of Cesaro.
Yeah, I wonder
now,
why.
Now, what is he? Is he a heel or is he a face?
He's a heel.
I don't fucking know. He looks like a heel to me.
He is.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, like, everybody's saying, swing, swing, swing.
And this is me when they stand up, when they get up saying swear. This is me. I stand up.
Stupid! 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 You're an idiot! You're an idiot! You're a bigger idiot! You with the hot dog, you're a bigger idiot! Give me my goddamn soda. I'll pay for that shit. You're an idiot! You're an idiot! You're an idiot! Why don't you sit the fuck down, man? We can say whatever you want. No, you shut the fuck up, you little bitch! At least I can cover my mom's basement to come to this show. Did mommy buy your ticket? Huh? I bought my own ticket. Did mommy buy your ticket? I don't have a job. Well, this must be your picture right here. The picture of the fat fuck sitting behind the keyboard that looks like he just got ripped off of South Park. Tell your brother I said hi. And who the hell was that son of a bitch that you're talking to that's supposed to be your cousin?
Oh, Nikki talking about boxing and crap like that.
He looks like another wannabe.
No, wannabe dog. That's all it is.
Okay. Son, so you want to be a thug, huh? Well, we can pitch in. We can buy him an airplane ticket. We can send him to South Central Los Angeles. And leave him there for about a day. See how long he lasts. Since he wants to be a thug, I guarantee you. He will be crying his eyes out, Mommy, come get me.
Probably would.
I know he would. Oh, it's bad news, Bear. He's
coming
out.
Yeah, and I think going to jail makes you hard, too.
Huh?
Well, yeah, going to jail makes you hard. You might as well make you hard because you're gonna have a hard. You might as well have a hard dick because you're gonna be fucking other men in there. So you better get hard.
Oh wow! Wait a minute, I gotta look at this.
You know what Barrett really should do?
What's that?
He should have come out on Sunday. They should hit it. They should have hit his music and have him come out and say, "I'm afraid I got some bad news." That would have been, yeah, that would have been really something right there.
Yeah, that would be. Some of us was hoping he would have came in CM Punk gear or whatever, had the CM Punk song on and stuff. Turn around, he just said, "I'm afraid I got some bad news." That would have been funny.
Who said that? Oh,
so
yeah.
It was just some of us talking and hoping that would have happened, but it didn't.
Yeah, that would trick all the Chicago fans into booing him. Yeah, that basically, I mean, because if I did that, that would basically be me saying, okay, cheer this motherfucker. Cheer that shit. Now you got, yeah, are you mad? Are you booing? Yeah, come on, boo me. Come on, boo me. That's what I want. That's what I want. Boo me. Boo the fuck out of me. Boo the fuck out of me, you little bitches. Boo me. You boo what you cannot control.
God, I swear I would have laughed if that would have happened. Laugh at
if
each and every one.
Did a real good job of throwing it. I saw him and threw a lot of that shit back in their faces on Sunday, didn't he? he threw
yeah,
it right back in their faces.
CM Punk.
He is not here. He is down at the United Center watching the Chicago Blackhawk Street get broken. Boo! Yeah, he basically just... Guys like calling him can find ways to make you hate him.
Right, and the thing is, they still was chanting CM Punk, and I'm just like, shout at him, like, he's not here.
I don't care. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. And then, Paul Heyman is real good at throwing this shit in their faces because that's exactly what he did on Sunday. Yeah, so, yeah, after he said something like that, it's like, chew that shit then. He just made fun of your hometown team, and he just bashed your hero. You going to hear that? Hmm? You going to hear that?
Lost.
Yeah!
Talk about
they go back to Chicago again. Wait till they go back to Chicago again and Paul Heyman can rub that shit in their faces.
Yeah, they'll be back in September.
I know. They'll be back in September on September 29th. I saw the pre-sale code on the screen on the WWE Network right behind the announcers.
Oh, they did that?
I pay attention to that shit. I pay attention to that shit. They had the pre-sale code right on the screen, right during the pre-show, and I heard Justin Roberts saying, "What was it, Justin Roberts or Lillian Garcia that said it?"
It was Lillian Garcia.
Yeah, it was Lillian Garcia saying that they were coming back on September 29th. So I'm like, oh, I see the pre-sale code. Now, see, if I really wanted to, I could take a fucking pen and just write this shit down on a piece of paper right now. Just pause it. And be like, oh, I got the pre-sale code, and I'm not even at the fucking show.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to see it in September?
Talk about the NBA Finals.
Yeah, because right before that, they're going to be here again.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here again on September 22nd. And then they're going to be right back in Chicago the next week.
Yeah, I think the day after they're going to probably be here in Milwaukee, hopefully.
Oh, shit, that's three shows in a row right there. Three shows right around the Mid-South area.
Right.
Now, are there any CM Punk marks listening to this show right now? Probably not, because you're all probably jacking off and going to bed. So, anyway.
They also made a video of the self-destruct of CM Punk. They made, like, a little commercial about it. I think Hazel had pointed me to that commercial. I thought it was funny.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's good, but...
Where did it go? The self-destruction of CM Punk. Rainey, why aren't you talking?
What?
Dang.
Say, why aren't you talking? And turn your fucking phone down.
I already talked, and I don't have nothing else to say right now.
You're just sitting there watching Roddy Piper do absolutely nothing. I'll let you
know. I am not.
Yes, you are.
Nope.
And then you're fantasizing over Triple H's big nose along with your Mark friend.
No.
Yes. See, Rainey, she talks to all types of wrestling fans. Me, I don't have the patience.
Depending on the wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
now,
love Roddy Piper. I love Roddy Piper if she automatically talks to him.
What?
I love Roddy Piper. They say that she automatically talks to him.
No.
Stop it with the Daniel Bryan.
No.
Stop it with the Daniel Bryan.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. You shut your mouth. I'm running this show. I still run this bitch. You understand that? Now, did anybody see the link that I posted? Well, you probably didn't. So I'm going to grab it right now.
What is it?
No, it's good. It's this. I'm sending it to you right now, Rainey. And I'm going to send it to you too, Artrell.
Okay.
And perhaps if there's any way we can do that, we can let the fans listen too. It's a whole 20-minute long commentary by Good Mike Work. And is a huge rant on John Cena pro wrestling haters and complainers. Now, have fun with that shit. I hope you fans enjoy this shit. Well, some of you might because you're little pussies to get offended by everything, so yeah. Yeah, it's one of the harshest things I've ever heard. It's a lot like me.
Made this video?
He made it about a year ago. But it's damn good.
Okay, I will hold on to that. Yeah, plus I gotta catch up with some of these videos anyway.
I'm switching sides with my Bluetooth. Hang on.
I like that. The wrestling business sucks, and the haters are making it worse.
Was it just me, or was, you know, last Monday Night Raw, was it kind of like slow to y'all?
This past Monday or last Monday?
The past Monday, right after payback.
No, the one before kind of sucked. This one wasn't bad, actually.
Well, some parts it was like, okay, and then, you know, the last one, about, you know, it was like a shield. I mean, that just made the whole entire thing more, you know, better in a way.
They're dealing with authority, but they're able to kick out.
Oh, the match between whenever John Cena came out to address